In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth, but rather I have come to bring not peace but the sword." That's in quite a contradiction to the idea that many have of Jesus the care bearer. You know, the kind of Jesus as Mr. Rogers, here to be all nice and warm and fluffy and to spread butterflies and puppy dogs all over the place. Now, not to say that butterflies and puppy dogs aren't wonderful things, they are. But there are greater values than simply non-conflict. And that's one of the important lessons that we need to learn as Christians, is that true peace is not merely the absence of conflict. True peace must be based upon truth and the correct ordering of things. This is why when the gospel comes, there will be those who accept it and accept it with joy. You know, we heard about this last weekend about the parable of the sower, or as I like to call it, the parable of the dirt. And you know, there are all sorts of different reactions to the word. Some receive it with joy, but it gets choked off because of worldly concerns or persecution. And there are some that won't even let the word of God enter into their minds or hearts, and there are some who bear fruit. And largely it's the reaction to the gospel which determines whether there will be peace or not. Because if you live according to the gospel, that is a living contradiction to the world. Why do you think people get so upset when people live according to the gospel? And they do. Try living the way you should. Don't lie, don't steal, live sexually in a sexually appropriate way, and so on and so forth. A lot of people take that as a personal affront because it shines a light upon their own sins. You know, they're not content with just live and let live. They want everyone to be like them and to accept their sins. And we can't do that as Christians. And so the gospel itself will divide on whether a person accepts the gospel or not. And that is the sword that's brought. It's not that Jesus is having fight club where he's encouraging people to fight each other and wants to just sit back and watch us fight. It's because the truth will cause divisions between those who accept it and those who don't. And we should not be surprised when we receive hostility for adhering to the gospel. Because that's normal. It's going to happen. And we should be willing to lose anything rather than reject the faith which comes to us from Christ. And that may be our job, it might be friends, it might even be relationships with family members, and it might even be our lives. All of these are kinds of martyrdom which are a testimony to the truth of the faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.